Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And I do want to remind you of our morning shows from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. And then again, this one from 2 to 3. And Elise, thank you so much for staying here with us and being a part of our show again. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So I do want to start off with a little bit about our show. If this is the first time you're tuning in, I'm so grateful for all of our listeners, our past listeners that are just, God, I feel like I know all of you. I'm starting to do a lot of your hair, and I love that I'm getting a chance to meet all of you. So I thank you so much for you know, being a part of my world, and that's what it's all about. I do want to remind you, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that is going to connect you to all of these great gifts, and all you have to do is call up and leave your name and number and tell us what you're calling about. Also, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also vote for us on Reader's Choice. I keep forgetting to let that out there, but I would love you to be a part of all of that. So anyways, I do want to remind everybody of our first guest this morning. Our first guest joining us this afternoon is Dr. Masley and Johnny Bowden. There you go. Okay, you did that so good, right? And here it is. Anyways, so Bowden, and we're going to be talking about smart fat. It's interesting. We've been talking about all these different things, and smart fat is. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Also joining us in the studio today is Aaron Bodie and also Heather Donley, and they are here from Assisted Home Health and Hospice, and so we're going to be talking with them. Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some excellent giveaways for the 2 o'clock show. Let's go with Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free-range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, a big favorite. Experience their top-tier seafood and complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street in Ventura. You can win tulips and roses, an arrangement from a secret garden florist on East Main Street in Ventura. You can also win a $50 goddess credit to Celebrating Women's OBGYN of Oxnard's Botox treatment on North Solar Drive. That's in Oxnard. Call for a dance and date night for you and your partner at the House of Dance, and that's at 3007 Bunsen Avenue in Ventura. We also have tickets for the Buellton Wine and Chili Fest, March 12th at the Flying Flags RV Resort. Along with that, March 12th, Fox Performing Arts Center presents Forbidden Broadway. And finally, Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Artini. It's a fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9 o'clock. Lots of fun there, and you're helping out a good cause.
There you go, and that's right there in Santa Barbara, right out here. So we're going to be talking about all of those great things. And, you know, I'm really passionate about flowers right now, and a great place to get any arrangements are a secret garden florist right here on Main Street in Ventura. And I'd love to give out a bouquet of flowers right now. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's bring our first guests on, Dr. Masley and Johnny Bowden. And are you both there?
Yes, we are. Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. How are you, Kim?
Great, thank you. And of course, we're talking about your book, and I'm so interested about this. And of course, Smart Fat, right? And it's basically a 30-day meal plan with 50 recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the tools on what to avoid and what to eat if you want to transform your health, lose weight, get healthy, feel fantastic. That's what it's about.
Well, there you go. That's what my show's all about, is really, you know, to look good, feel good, and do good. And so I'm excited to hear a little bit more about your book. And let's talk about who each one of you are, if you could tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Johnny, do you want to go first?
Johnny, go first. Go first.
I should go first? Okay, I'm Dr. Johnny Bowden. I'm also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster.
Okay.
And I'm the author or co-author of 15 books. This is our 15th book. And I've been in the field for 25 years as a nutritionist and mythbuster of establishment wisdom, including the conventional wisdom that we should avoid fat, that saturated fat is always bad for us, that cholesterol causes heart disease, and many of the other myths that we've taken on over the course of my career.
Wow. And where are you? You're local, aren't you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, great. And so are you a nutritionist that we can go and see?
No, I don't see private clients anymore. I haven't for about 10 years. I just write books, do media, speaking engagements, website stuff, webinars, and things like that, and
okay.
Books and articles, and I write columns, and I'm just all over the media. I don't have a private practice anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And Dr. Masley, tell us about you.
Well, I'm a physician, nutritionist, trained chef, author, and I've been very busy with producing public television programs nationwide.
Wow.
And I still see patients every day in my clinic. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
And my goal is to transform lives, and we have awesome results from our clinic. We published it. We presented at meetings like American Heart Association, American College of Nutrition, that people really can turn back the clock on aging, lose weight, shrink artery plaque, improve brain performance, look and feel great. We've got great published results, and that's really what the Smart App program is all about.
Mm, wow. So we've heard lots of confusing discussion over the years about good fats and bad fats. What are smart fats?
Steven?
Smart fats are those fats that have been proven to have clinical benefit. Like if you eat dark chocolate, we know it improves several aspects of your health, your blood pressure, your cholesterol profile. It's great for your brain. Avocado, nuts, nut oils, olive oil, dark chocolate, coconut oil, those are all excellent for our health, and they're smart fats, and they're proven to have benefits. And we want people to eat 5 servings every day.
Hmm, okay. And what foods, it's easy. What foods do you recommend?
Johnny, you want to go take that?
Well, we recommend. This is the 15-second elevator speech. We recommend real food.
Yes.
My basic belief is that if it's real food, and I'm talking about food your grandmother would have recognized as food. She doesn't know what a Lunchable is. Okay, we're talking about food that you could hunt, gather, fish, or pluck. That's what I call the Johnny Bowden 4 food groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat food from that, from those categories, they are rarely bad for you. Once you get into processing, even animal foods, which we've been warned against, for decades, if they are in their natural habitat, the paleo and the hunter-gatherer people didn't eat low-fat caribou, and they didn't eat low-fat buffalo or low-fat. The fat in naturally raised animals, which are eating their natural diet of, in the case of cows, grass. And they're not
so grass-fed animals is what you're talking about, right?
You know, fattened up on corn and grain, and all the things that make their acid. If they're doing that, then the fat in on their bodies is not going to be toxic and is not going to be a concern to us. So although many of these fats are not necessarily shown in clinical studies to have health benefits, they've also been shown to have no harmful effects whatsoever. So we call those neutral fats, and we have no particular limit or restriction on them. We just want you to positively consume at least 5 of the fats that have been shown to have clinical human health benefits.
Now, you know, there's a lot of controversy on the different oils, you know, olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil. What's your thought on those?
I'm going to let Stephen take that, because not only is he a brilliant nutritionist, he's also a chef, so he can address some of the flavor profiles as well as the smoke points and the other things.
Yeah, and the smoke point here is critical. So for years, people have been using coconut oil at high heat. The problem is its smoke point is only 350 degrees, and it's damaged and destroyed at medium-high heat cooking, which is standard cooking. So what could you use for higher heat cooking? Avocado oil is excellent. It's a great choice.
You love it.
And if you're going to look at medium-high, which is probably most cooking we do, virgin olive oil, almond oil, macadamia nut oil, those are all fine. Now, when you look at flavorful oils, like what if you want to add extra virgin olive oil or sesame oil or, coconut oil, all of those need to cook first, and you can add those flavorful oils at the end, reduce it to simmer, and then you put them in. Same thing if you're doing coconut milk for like a curry.
Right.
You would add the coconut milk at the end when you reduce the heat to simmer so you're below 350 degrees. So that way you get the great. And otherwise, not only is it bad for your health, but you get a bitter flavor when you damage these oils too. So it tastes better and it's better for you if you use the right oil at the right temperature.
Wow, that's really interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're talking with Dr. Bowden, and we're talking with Dr. Masley. And we're talking about smart fat and eat more fat, lose more weight, and get healthy now. Mm-hmm. And so when you say eat more fat, what do you mean by that?
Stephen? Or do you want me to take that?
Either.
I'll grab it. We probably both have something to say about that. I have been, I'm speaking for me personally, I'm on a pretty high-fat diet. And if you want to know what the effect on me personally has been, I have had the same weight for over 20 years. I haven't deviated from more than 3 or 4 pounds one way or the other. My cholesterol is so low that I worry about it.
Really?
I have marvelous energy. I wake up without an alarm clock. I take no prescription drugs, and I'm 69 years old.
Wow, good for you.
So high-fat diets work very well for me, and we believe that many people would benefit from much more fat in their diet, much less processed carbohydrates. When we went on this crazy low-fat kick back in the 80s, and we've been on it for 40 years, and many people still are, when we went on this, we started promoting what we called complex carbohydrates, which were really just a fancy name for very processed, high-sugar foods, like the cereals and the breads and the pastas and the cakes and cookies and pies and all the things that you see lining the supermarket aisles. And what that does to our hormones is it raises our fat-storing hormone, which is insulin. So these foods have a very profound effect on fat storage. If you think of what they do in farms when they want to fatten up cattle, they feed them grain. They don't feed them fat. They feed them grain. So the notion that you get fat by eating fat is actually completely backwards. I think it was Stephen who pointed out in one interview that, you know, when you want fatty liver in geese, which is a horrible thing and which I don't condone in any way, but the foie gras, the fatty liver of geese, they don't get that by feeding the geese more fat. They get that by overfeeding the geese corn. So when we started eating these high-carb diets, the collateral damage nobody counted on was what was going to happen to our hormones. And that kind of diet drives our blood sugar and our insulin into territory which creates a fat restoring in hormonal environment. When people switch over to higher fat diets, well, fat has no effect on insulin, the fat storage hormone. So you automatically have a more balanced blood sugar and insulin when you reduce some of these high sugar carbohydrates and increase some of these healthy fats.
Wow, really interesting. Okay, we need to take a really quick break. Will you guys stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, when we come back, I want to know what your thought is and what foods are smart fats.
Sure.
So definitely we'll go into that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I would love to give $50 to Goddess credit to Celebrating Women, OBGYN of Oxnard Botox Treatment on North Solar Drive. And Dr. Laura over there, Adrienne Laura, she is pretty amazing, and so I would love to share that with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLACounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, I'm really excited. Heather Donnelly just walked in, and Barbara Zasloff. They are from... excuse me, Assisted Home Health and Hospice. And we're going to talk a little bit about Artini. We've been kind of promoting you guys in, both of you, but I'm so glad you're here. Joining us right now, we're talking with Dr. Masley and of course, Dr. Bowden. And we're talking about smart fat, eat more, lose more weight. We all like that, right? And really get healthy. And so when we were coming back, we wanted to talk about what some of those smart fats are. Before that, I would love to do a really quick giveaway, and we're going to be talking about this, but of course, we've got the Artini fundraiser coming on, and this is going to be April 7th from 6 to 9, and you guys always do such a great job, and this one's in Santa Barbara, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the Santa Barbara Women's Club.
Ooh, okay, so perfect. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. It's going to be an art exhibit, silent auction, and so much more, and of course, all the things that I ever talk about on our show are all win-wins. And so all the proceeds from this event will be donated back to, into the community. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I've got a pair of tickets that I'd love somebody to share with. And so all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Again, Dr. Masley and Dr. Johnny Bowden, tell us, what are the foods that that you would recommend that are smart fats?
So like 1 to 2 handfuls or 1 to 2 ounces of nuts every day, almonds, pecans, walnuts, pistachios, hazelnuts, macadamias, pick which of those you like. Nut oils, like a tablespoon of nut oil would be a serving, or a tablespoon of virgin olive oil for cooking, or extra virgin olive oil to put on salads. And then like wild cold water fish, like salmon, sardines, sole, that would be great, like a restaurant serving, 6 ounces. We have like dark chocolate. So, and actually, we really would insist that you should have 1 ounce. That's about 1/3 of a typical bar. An ounce of dark chocolate every day. But it's
every day?
Be at least
okay, twist my arm. I like that. So, and what was the last thing you said, though?
Well, dark chocolate, 1 ounce every day. You right. know, doctor's orders from Dr.
Okay.
Johnny. And
okay,
Dr.
I
Stephen.
Like that.
Avocado, we'd like you to have like 1/2 an avocado a day.
Wow.
And coconut, you can have, you know, either coconut milk, like it's about 1/4 cup serving, like in a curry or a dish, or a tablespoon of coconut oil. Those are all the serving sizes for smart fat, and you want to get 5 of those every day. That's pretty easy to do.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. My husband was reading something, and he said, honey, I think you should start taking, I think it's 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so you could put that like in your smoothie.
Okay.
Again, I wouldn't have you cook with coconut oil because it's damaged by heat.
Okay.
So like that'd be a common one is MCT oil, medium chain triglycerides that come from coconut most of the time.
Oh.
So that's like something you could put. I mean, a tablespoon I like in a smoothie.
Okay, so now, just 1 tablespoon.
The only caveat I have is people with heart disease. If you have known heart disease, hopefully I don't think you do, then I don't have those people use coconut oil until we got more research published on it. They can use all the other smart fats, but everybody else, coconut oil, I think it's great for your brain, for athletes, for energy. It's a great source of energy if you work out.
Okay, and so you were saying that if you have heart problems or heart problems in your family, you should not use that?
I won't say heart problems in your family. If you have known heart disease or you're on a drug, for
high blood pressure,
then I'd have you avoid coconut oil until it's been tested.
Okay.
And hasn't been studied in anybody with heart disease yet.
So okay. But is that
just trying to be cautious?
Yeah. Is that including like blood pressure, heart blood pressure?
No, just cholesterol drugs or people who had a heart attack or stroke, you know, no real known disease.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about this diet or, you know, the smart fats for autoimmune?
Johnny? I'm going to let Stephen handle that.
Okay.
Well, autoimmune disease, when you really want to lower inflammation. So the keys to lowering inflammation, again, are these smart fats, especially like those long-chain omega-3 fats we get from fish oil and wild salmon. Those are really great. I think there's some benefit to for autoimmune disease. Now, here's an option where I would say adding coconut oil is a good idea. You know, especially extra virgin olive oil on salads. You'd definitely want to be having, you know, like your salmon or sardines or a fish oil supplement. And you're looking for at least 1 to up to 2,000 or more grams a day, depending on your, you know, doctor's advice for the exact dose.
Wow.
But we would highly, it's going to have a huge benefit for people with autoimmune disease to eat more smart fat and lower inflammation.
And now when we get lots of calls, but everybody says autoimmune, but is that also like, you know, rashes, that kind of thing? Is there anything that there's like toxins?
Well, psoriasis would be autoimmune.
Okay.
Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, serious conditions. If
lupus.
You have a rash, and if you add more smart fat, I mean, much of the eczema is going to improve.
Okay.
I mean, the other thing you have to think about for, you know, autoimmune is like food intolerances that could make it worse, especially gluten. So, you know, I would say give up gluten and add more smart fat.
Okay,
that would be
great.
A theme I would suggest.
Okay, and so let me ask you a question, both of you. Are there any recent studies that support the smart fat approach?
Well, there's tons of studies showing that we got the whole notion of fat wrong.
Okay.
There are major studies in the last couple of years in very significant mainstream medical journals like the Annals of Internal Medicine showing that saturated fat does not cause heart disease. It is not associated with increased risk of heart disease. There's plenty of studies showing that high-fat diets improve serum biomarkers like cholesterol and triglycerides and things like that. And Dr. Masley himself ran, 10,000 patients through a program very similar to this in your clinic and tracked them very carefully. You want to talk about that?
Well, we've followed people over the last 10 years coming through my clinic following this protocol. And we've shown that people can improve brain speed. They lose weight. Their blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar get better. They lose body fat. They're fitter. They have better endurance, athletic performance, and we have hundreds of patients who've shrunk their arterial plaque growth. And we've published this, we've presented it at medical meetings, you know, the data, and, you know, so really exciting that you can lose weight, feel better, improve your brain performance, cognitive function, and reverse arterial plaque all at the same time. That's a pretty amazing benefit.
Yeah, no, I love that you can reverse your life, you know, basically. Now, I know that both of you have written several books. Do you write them together mostly?
No, this is our first book written together.
Okay, great. Well, I would love you to share and send us your other books. We'd love to have you back.
Sure.
You know, my show is all about really looking good, feeling good, and doing good. And this is just so along that whole line. Where do we find your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place books are sold, especially Amazon, the easiest, probably.
Okay.
I mean, wherever books are sold.
Okay, great. And I know that the Smart Fat book that we have, that we're talking about right now, you have a 30-day meal plan, right?
Yep.
Yes. Awesome recipes that are easy to prepare, that are going to be great for your heart and soul, and your family and friends are going to love them. They're going to be so amazed when you cook these dishes because they're flavorful, delicious. It's going to be exciting to try them.
Can you share one recipe with us so we can get our listeners' mouths watering right now?
Do you have something seafood, chicken, poultry, meat, dessert, anything that comes to mind you want me to share?
You know what? I'm looking at this salmon with smart lemon butter sauce that I could have right now.
Well, smart lemon butter sauce, I mean, that's pretty cool.
So,
they have used organic butter, of course. We're not looking, you know, not hormones in it. And you'd like, for example, 2 tablespoons of that with 2 tablespoons of virgin olive oil. And you're going to grate into it the peel of the lemon, so you get the lemon rind, and then squeeze the lemon juice into it, and then you're going to add a pinch of salt and a garlic clove, and you're going to simmer that. You're not going to cook it any high heat. We're going to just simmer it, and then when you grill or saute or bake your salmon, we're going to put this smart lemon butter sauce. It's awesome. It's good for your health, and you can use it on salmon, other fish. You can put it on vegetables like broccoli or asparagus. It's fantastic.
Oh, it sounds good. I love your connection of being a doctor and a chef, you know? That's great.
What's the most important thing we can do for people to transform their health, and that's give them the right food.
No, I love it. I mean, we are what we eat. That's what you keep hearing. And so I love the whole concept of, you know, eating more, but, you know, having smart fat and knowing that, I mean, there's something about, you know, we put avocado on our face. We want it in our mouth and enjoy it. So I really enjoyed talking with both of you. And again, I want to recommend everybody. This is a really great book. And again, where do we find it?
Wherever books are sold, smart fat.
There you go. All right, send me your other books, and I'd love to have you back. Dr. Masley and Dr. Johnny Bowden,
thank
you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Heather Donnelly and Barbara Zasloff, and of course, we're going to be talking about assisted home health hospice, and of course, their next event that's coming up, Artini, and we're going to find out a little bit more about hospice care, and we're so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I would like to also share something with you, talking about really good food. I've got gift certificates to Paul Martin's, and all their food is free range, natural meats, poultry. Oh my God, it's the best. So anyways, I've got a gift certificate for somebody to call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, the brighter side of life. And joining us today in studio is Heather Donnelly and of course, Barbara Zasloff. And, of course, they are from assisted home and health and hospice, and of course you guys got this great event coming up, and I was at the last one, which was the
Fatini,
okay,
fashion show martini event last
year.
Yeah,
and now of course this one's in Santa Barbara, and it's more the Artini. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's just start off with assisted hospice care, and Barbara, you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. I think the first thing is just people often don't know what hospice is. And it's important that people know that you can go on to hospice and still have hope and still live your life and still be in charge. It's the most humane and compassionate way to help someone who's facing an incurable illness. It's comfort care, it's medical services, it's emotional support, spiritual support for people who are in the later stages of a serious illness. And hospice, really, the goal is to keep you comfortable for as long as possible and improve the quality of life for you and your family and your friends.
And Barbara, what do you do there? What is your connection?
So one of the things that I do is I'm a community liaison, and what that means is that I go out and meet with the families and talk with doctors and hospitals about what assisted hospice has to offer and educate the families about what hospice is and how it can help them.
Right. And now, in so many ways, when you're in hospice, we got to call, my father-in-law is in hospice, and so... you know, it's their, you know, do they still take medication or what's the difference?
So what happens when someone decides that they're no longer seeking a cure for what illness they have is they then can bring hospice into their life. And at that point, they meet with the nurse and their family and decide together what medications they're going to continue and what medications they don't need to continue.
Right.
And it's all about comfort and it's all about...
dignity, right?
Absolutely.
Really letting them have dignity at the last of their life.
And
yeah.
Being in charge. I mean, you know, it's, we don't come in and say, you know, you're going to do this, this, and this. We come in and say... you know, how are we going to do this together? How are we going to make the rest of your life, for however long it is, as good as it can be? Because that's what it's about, living every day till the last day.
I love it. Yeah, I thank you so much for, you know, you just brought me a nice gift in that I lost my mom, and I didn't have any time or knowledge that this was going to happen. And Heather, I want to kind of go back to you, is you do a lot of in-home assisted care. Tell us a little bit about that. And I've seen you guys in action. I've seen your team, and I just in awe of the people that you have working for you. And I do want to remind anybody that is listening, if you have a loved one or if you're needing some outside care, because going through this, I totally forgot about me. You know, I was just trying to keep up with like all the things that we're supposed to have to do. And luckily my mom, and it's funny because she never really thought she was in order, but she was really in order. I opened her book and it was exactly what she wanted. So I didn't have to guess. And that was comforting in my own, because everything that you've talked about your whole entire life, you hear it and you kind of know it, but that last minute, it's all gone. You have no idea what to do. And when I opened it up and I was like, oh, she already talked to this person. Oh, it was so comforting. If you could be comforted at that moment, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Heather, what does your assisted home care do when somebody needs them for their home? There's so many entities of what you guys do. You want to go back to Barbara?
It's actually, yes. So I actually run the foundation portion of it. So we provide in-home, both home health and hospice services to those that are defined as underserved. So that's really the goal of the foundation. In terms of Barbara, she really works all of the lines of business for assisted. The in-home aspect of it.
Oh, really? Okay, wow. Okay, great.
So when somebody needs hospice, you know, obviously they've had a conversation with their doctor, and they call us, and we could come out and just give, no obligation. We can send a social worker out or a nurse out to talk to them and let them know what hospice is and what it would look like. They can have hospice in their home. They can have hospice in a board and care, in an assisted living facility. There's lots of different places that we could provide this care to them. And what it is, and first I also want to say that, you know, 99% of insurance companies, Medicare and other insurance, cover 100% of hospice care, so that there's most of the time no out-of-pocket expense to the client.
Wow, that's big to know.
Which is important.
Yeah.
And then we come in, and should they decide to go forward with hospice, there's so much. It's a comprehensive program that consists of, you know, medical supplies and equipment, access to basic medical care for symptom control, a nurse that comes to their home to visit them as often as basically needed, and access to a team member 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 2 a.m, Christmas Day, whatever it is. And then also counseling and social support for the patient, their family, guidance through this difficult but very normal time in life.
And just the questions that the families have, right? Is this normal? What's the next step?
Absolutely.
What's the, yeah.
So many of us have not ever been through this, mm-hmm. and we have to remember that. And so for me, you know, that really was a reason how I got into this, was going through my own parents' death. And it was, wow, this is something we're not taught about this. So we go into panic mode, and, you know, maybe I can be of help and join up with an organization that assists people through, again, a normal but very challenging time of life.
That's so true. And I thank you guys for, you know, you just never know until you need it. So, yeah. Heather, tell us about the foundation and assisted.
Certainly. So our foundation provides access to in-home health care, that being both home health and hospice, to those most underserved. So we raise revenues. 100% of all revenue and donations that come into the foundation go directly back out into the service areas that we provide service in. The patient doesn't have to be on home health or hospice with us. They can be on with another agency, but that criteria being that they must be on a home health or hospice.
Wow. Okay, great. And so if somebody is listening right now and they need your services, what would be the first step that they would take to?
Certainly. They can visit our website, www.assisted, A-S-S-I-S-T-E-D, number1.com, or they're welcome to call my direct line at 805-379-3656.
So, Heather, when you say, is this for people that have a diagnosis that they're not going to live, or is yours the foundation for people that can't be alone anymore, they need in-home care?
Correct. They don't have to be terminal. That we also have the home health. We just opened up the home health and expanded our name to allow us to provide access to those that are currently definitely going to get better and are on home health services, maybe for a joint or a hip replacement. We can definitely explore how we can help them if there's a financial need present.
So if somebody, fell and maybe they need a nurse to come in and help them, do a wound, or that's something that they would call your services?
Well, we would probably partner with Assisted and get them, if they, depending on what their insurance is, if they have Medicare, that's fully covered under Assisted for a nurse and any skilled healthcare professional. But in terms of if they needed respite care, for if they needed an aide to come in and assist them with light custodial duties such as, housekeeping, grocery shopping, then we might explore helping them with respite care. Yes.
Wow.
It's, again, based on financial need. We do have a grant application process. The application is available on our website and is definitely something that they can download and submit to me if they meet the criteria that's indicated.
I love it. It's great information. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about Artini, and that's one of your big fundraisers, isn't it?
Yes, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we're definitely all geared up. We anticipate selling out in the next probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're definitely trying to get any listeners out there that want to come to the event to purchase those tickets, again, either on our website or calling me directly at 805-379-3656.
And what is the website again?
www.assisted, A-S-S-I-S-T-E-D, number1.com.
There you go. All right. Well, I do have a pair of tickets here that Assisted gave me, and we're so excited to be a part of this. And of course, this is an opportunity that you could be here. But if you don't win this, I always say it's a win-win. I mean, it's your way of giving back. And this is Artini fundraiser. It's April 7th from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And it's over at Santa Barbara Women's Club. And that is 670 Mission Canyon Road. And that's in Santa Barbara. I'd love you to be able to win these. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. When we come back, we'll talk about more about what we're going to find at the Artini. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, I've got Heather and Barbara here. And of course, we're talking about assisted home health and hospice. And I always try to wrap my mind around it because there's so many entities to this. How long has assisted one been around?
Well, Assisted Home Health and Hospice was a privately owned company by Elaine and Bill Donnelly and has been around for 26 years.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
The foundation came into play about 15 years ago. So they decided they'd start a 501c3 so that they could give back to the community. And it's been absolutely fantastic.
That's great. And so basically the 501k is for anyone who cannot afford to pay for it, correct?
Correct.
And so you have other people that are donating or fundraisers that are donating money, and so then people can, whether they can afford it, their families have crisis that they can't afford it, they are able to still get the services they need.
Absolutely. Whether that be a cremation, if they can't afford one, respite care, maybe a medical transport. For example, if they're in one facility and need to be transported back home and they can't cover the cost, it might be for DME equipment or medications not covered under their benefit. Any of those are appropriate based on need and are things that our foundation does cover.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, going through this with my mom, she wanted to be cremated. And everybody's like, well, what happens if there was no money? What would somebody do? And I really, it's just interesting. I always think all the right people show up. But, you know, so if somebody was going through that and they couldn't afford to pay for their parents or their loved one or whoever it is, that, what do they do?
All they need to do is visit our website, fill out a grant application request indicating having all the boxes filled out and indicating cremation as the service that they would need. Again, they must be on a home health or hospice agency and clearly defined as underserved.
Right. When you say underserved, what does that mean exactly?
Usually it means that their expenses exceed their revenue that's coming in. Maybe they don't have a strong family support system. Usually there's some food insecurities involved. It's just really tough. You know, it's tough for them to meet and make all of their bills at the end of the month. And that's what we're here for, to make it a little bit easier and make sure that during their healthcare process that even those tough topics like cremation, that we have that conversation and that we make sure that they have comfort in knowing that that service is covered for them before death.
What a beautiful thing. I mean, really, you know, being in the last part of your life, whatever it is, those are things you don't want to have to worry about. And so what a beautiful thing to have put together.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
No, I really mean that, and now truly mean that, you know.
Certainly.
So let's talk on a happier note here and a fun note, because all of your parties are so much fun. And so talk to us about the Artini. What are we going to find?
So we have an amazing event with the Artini. We're having art and martinis, of course, but we have the Ventura-based band Sound Effect, which is going to be performing. We also have a huge silent auction as well as a treasure chest raffle. We have a beautiful display called Art from the Heart that Barbara Zasloff is actually working on.
Art from the Heart? I love that.
Yes, with different facilities where residents are creating art, and we have bios typed up about them and about the picture or piece of art that they're donating. And we get everything matted, shrink wrapped, and again, people from facilities that come to support the foundation can see those residents' art. Sometimes residents themselves come, or past members of our service come. So it's fantastic showcase.
Great. And now I know that you said it's at the Women's Club,
yes,
right, in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
And so it starts at 6 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Okay.
From 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. And obviously martinis, food, appetizers.
Appetizers, yes. Okay. Lots of appetizers by CP Events Catering by Martine. So we're very excited to have him involved this year.
Right.
We also have a few songs that will be performed by Darla Lewis and Company. So she's a local singer and performs for different both weddings and corporate events. So we're thrilled to have her.
Great. How many people do you expect to have there?
250.
Okay. You always do a big deal. Yeah.
Got to do it big.
I know. Yeah. Big or go home.
Exactly.
Right. I love it. All right. So, so can businesses sponsor this? Are you still looking for sponsors?
Absolutely. I mean, we take sponsors all the way till the morning of, right?
Okay,
I mean, it's
go.
All for a fantastic cause. But we have some fantastic partners currently involved. We have Cornwall Security. We have Logix Federal Credit Union. We have Palmetic. We have CMH. We have Brown & Brown. We have Tolman & Weicker, as well as individual donors that came on and under different sponsorship levels. If someone's interested in obtaining sponsorship, they can, again, visit our website and click on the foundation link. So it's www.assisted, A-S-S-I-S-T-E-D, the number one, numerical number one, .com. And again, just go on, click foundation link, and they can go ahead and find more information, as well as my contact information is on there. They can call me directly, 805-379-3656.
And Heather, what is going to be the dress code for there? Is it going to be more cocktails?
Yeah. Cocktail business.
Okay.
Business professional or cocktail.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Barbara, back to you. I just want to kind of talk about assisted hospice care and from other hospice organizations. Can you tell us what makes you guys a little bit different?
Well, I think that we strive very hard and are very successful at providing what I like to call concierge hospice care. We are very available to our patients and their families all the time. We also are very responsive and can come out the day that somebody calls us. And we're local. We put together a local team for each patient and that's on hospice, so they don't have to wait for someone to drive from an hour and a half away. It's a team that's located right near where they live, and it's a dedicated team who continues to serve them and take care of them.
Wow. Can I ask you, I always love to know the journey behind why you do this. You know, I think that drives everyone, right? That's what drives us. When you've gone through something that has either moved you into a different place in your life or that you've seen maybe a lack of or something like that. Can you share that with us, Barbara?
I'll try to do it without crying.
Yeah, but I know.
It's very personal. But yes,
I
had both my parents on hospice. I had a good situation and a not so good situation. I was a high school dean of students prior to this job that I've been doing for 9 years now. And as a result of going through hospice with my mother, I realized what wasn't working and what I, as her main caregiver, needed. And so this job became available. It was a natural fit. And I feel as though, quite honestly, that I honor her every day by
giving back
and helping other families go through what was so challenging for us to go through.
I love that. So. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Heather, can you tell us a little bit about you and of course, the Donnelly family and what, you know, what brought them to this?
Sure. I think, I can talk to specifically how I kind of got involved in the foundation. And I, about 6 years ago, lost my grandmother very suddenly to stage 4 colorectal cancer. She just never kept up on her medical care. And all of a sudden, I went with her to the doctor one day, and it was a surprise. So, you know, she never appeared to be sick. I think she was probably uncomfortable for several months, but just always kept quiet. I lost her very suddenly a week before I was to deliver my graduate thesis. And I definitely still went to do that. And getting involved in the foundation allows me to provide access to those that cannot afford that, and constantly reminds me of her and giving back to the community, because she was a very religious person. I mean, she'd give you the shirt off of her back, even if there was someone at greater need. So it's always a reminder and tribute to her every day. That's really how I fell into this. But she, unfortunately, we tried to get her on hospice, but, you know, she had a very negative notion of hospice.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that it really is a dignity,
yes,
that we're giving them. But they think it's the end of the, okay, yeah, wait, you know, I'm going to have to suffer, you know, you know, right? But that's not the way it is
anymore. Or they think that you're going to come in as a hospice and over-medicate them, and that they're going to be in a coma and then die within a few days. And that's absolutely not the way it is.
How long do people usually stay in hospice?
That's a good question. But before I answer that, there's studies that have been done that it extends someone's life to be on hospice.
Okay.
It actually extends their life.
Wow. Well, again, I thank both of you for being here and sharing this with us. And, of course, I'm so excited to be a part of Artini. And, again, can you give out the number or the website where they
Absolutely.
Can find
Absolutely. My direct line, 805-379-3656. And they can call me both for Artini questions or how to access us for home health, hospice, or caregiving services as well. And I'll make sure that that gets to the correct person.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Barbara and Heather. We are at the end of this show. And of course, if ever there was a time to follow your passion and do something that matters to you, now is certainly that time. We're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Happy people plan actions. They don't plan results. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And again, I wish all of you an amazing weekend, and I thank you so much for being here. And I'll talk to you next week.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.